Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Carl Staton. Carl's the Chief Information Officer of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. And joining us on our conversation is Tom Romeo.
Thanks, Paul. Carl, can you tell us a little bit about your career before coming into your position? I know you've had a long career in government and specifically in IT. What kind of experiences prepared you for your current job?
Well, we can go back to the beginning of time here. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in computer science from North Carolina State University in Raleigh, North Carolina. At the time that I got that degree, it was one of the few universities in the entire country that was actually offering a degree in computer science. My degree actually says computer science on it, and other peers that I've known graduating at that time, their degrees either say electrical engineering or mathematics or something to that effect, because that's how you got your computer experience. So I feel I was very fortunate to be in a program that focused and identified computer science as a discipline at that time. So I believe that got me off to a very solid start in IT. Out of school, I went to work with the private sector. I wanted to go into federal government at the time, but the jobs weren't there at the time. So I started my first job out of college. I did simulating nuclear power plants. We built trainers for training nuclear power plant operators, and so we wrote the code that would simulate the functions of a nuclear power plant. That was a very, very fun job. I enjoyed that a lot. And again, it was a good solid start to an IT career by having a job right out of college that you really enjoyed. From there, I moved on and went to work for a service company that had a contract for NOAA. And for that service company, I did data processing of information, imagery and data actually, from the geostationary environmental satellites that were flying at that time. And that got me very interested in NOAA as a federal agency. That's where I got my exposure to NOAA. And in 1979, I went to work for NOAA, and I've been with NOAA my entire federal career and have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Can you give us a sense of some of your different jobs at NOAA? How does one become a CIO?
Okay. I kind of came up through the mill, if you will. I started as a staff position. I then moved, had that decision point in many people's career of either staying in a technical branch or becoming a management, going into the management branch. I opted to go into the management tract or branch, if you will, and I became a branch chief. From that position, I became a deputy division chief, again, all within the same organization in NOAA. And I stayed basically with that organization for about 19 years. And then I had an opportunity to take a position within the National Weather Service. And it was January 1999 is when I came into the National Weather Service. And that was to be the manager of the Central Operations Group for the National Centers for Environmental Prediction. And we had the responsibility of overseeing and managing the supercomputer that is used for the National Weather Service operational forecasts. I was in that job for a few years and then had the opportunity to take on the responsibilities as the National Weather Service Chief Information Officer. That was my first entry into the world of CIOs at the point. From there, I've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to move on to become the NOAA CIO. So that was sort of the management track, if you will, that has led me to my current position.
In the first segment, and you kind of just mentioned again, you talked about high-performance computing, and you mentioned the NOAA High-Performance Computing and Communication Program. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Be glad to. That program is a research program for high-end computing and state-of-the-art communications. The primary goal of the program is to support information technology research and development that enables NOAA to improve its products and to provide greater access to the vast holdings of real-time and historical information to our users. Another goal of the HPCC program is to improve the technology used by customers for access to critical data. The program led the way as NOAA moved from older vector computers to modern, high-end, massively parallel computers. We also led the way for the agency to move onto the next generation internet through the Internet 2 and the Abilene connections. So we've brought opportunities to help NOAA make these technology transformations, if you will. And that's the primary purpose of the program. Some of the things that's enabled us to do, NOAA has a large number of weather radars around the country, and we collect those data, and we want to provide those data at a central repository. Through the efforts of this program, we've been able to demonstrate the use of high-performance networks and Internet 2 for collecting this data and making it available to researchers at universities and our archive facility in near real time, which has been a tremendous asset to the organization.
There's a lot in the press these days about high-performance computing, and if I were to sum it up at a broad level, it seems as though speed matters in this area, but acquiring computers can be very expensive, and there's a trade-off. So I'm curious about your perspective on this conversation.
Speed is a parameter, and cost is a trade-off. NOAA's acquisitions are based on the principle of cost performance or price performance. We state our requirements in definable terms, performance measures, if you will. Vendors will then propose to that, demonstrate that they can meet the performance that we've set forth and meet the costs and meet our funding. So our core requirement is a price performance competition. So yes, speed's important. Other factors are important as well. Support functions are important. Development tools are important. Storage is important. Access speed is important. So we combine all of those, and that combines to give us what I feel are some of the most competitive procurements in the industry today.
What is the Office of Policy Planning and Analysis, and how does that provide policy guidance for planning, developing, and implementing NOAA IT resources?
That's our office that does coordinating throughout the organization. We pride ourselves and have as really as a business practice coordinating across the organization to set policies that are effective and that people are going to follow. You need them to buy into the policy. And a key role that this office does is to get that buy-in by coordinating with the people that need to implement the policy and are going to be affected by the policy. Managing expectations, as I mentioned earlier, is another aspect of that. There are almost any given policy that you implement, be it IT security or web content or what have you, there are going to be people who don't like it or may disagree. If you manage their expectations, tell them why you're doing it and why it's important, the vast majority of the time they understand and will accept it. So it's an important aspect of that group's function to manage those expectations.
Security also is an important aspect these days. How does your office ensure the security of NOAA's IT systems?
We take security very seriously, and it's probably one of our top priorities within the office. We have several things that we do to ensure that. We have the NOAA Computer Incident Response Team, which has monitoring capabilities for major components within NOAA, and they are continuously looking for hostile probes and other activities. And they respond if there has been a compromise somewhere. They also coordinate within the organization the implementation of patches for vulnerabilities that are identified and when patches come out. We also coordinate with the IT security officers within the organization. The IT security officers form a committee that reports to the CIO Council. And it is through that committee that we develop our IT security policies, which usually stem from those that the Department of Commerce has issued and sometimes those issued by OMB as well. So again, it's a coordinating type activity that we do for our IT security policies. The net effect is we have a fairly solid IT security posture within
those. That's a good stop before we got to go to break. Come back in a few minutes as we continue talking about management with Carl Staten of NOAA. How do CIOs collaborate? We'll ask Carl for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.